Psych me out. Think outside the norm and become the best you. Diving into your own thoughts and questioning your actions. The law of attraction is the basis for all your thoughts. You use it every day, but you don't even realize it. What is the law of attraction, you may ask? Hold on to that thought.
Last time on the Psych Me Out podcast with DJ Nuts.
We're going to be discussing 13 characteristics mentally strong people don't do. I want to talk about this topic because I've stumbled on two different instances in the past week that have talked about a person being mentally weak. What's going on? This is the Psych Me Out podcast with DJ Nuts. This podcast series is brought to you by the Communications and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Thanks for clicking on to episode 5 of the Psych Me Out podcast. Last episode, we discussed Amy Morin's best-selling book, 13 Things Mentally Strong People Don't Do, and how to eliminate those negative characteristics. So if you missed out on that, make sure you click on episode 4. Also, to keep up to date on the newest episodes coming up, make sure to follow us on Twitter at psych_LOA. That is psych_LOA. But on today, on episode 5, we are going to be discussing how to de-stress. And why this topic, you may ask? Because most of us are either in the week before finals or are in finals week. I want to give you all some tips that will help make your finals week a tad bit easier. Finals just can be crazy depending if you are in high school or at a university. And if you are in college, the finals load usually depends on your major. Personally, I'm thankful that I don't have any big tests during finals week, but I do have some major group work and projects to finish up. Yeah, I'm really thankful that I have only those projects. I mean, those are better than having tests. Am I right, y'all? It is so easy to get clogged up and be so focused on studying for your finals. It seems like you've been studying for hours, and you probably have been. Your head feels like it's being filled in on the inside. You grunt and let out your frustration, and you push yourself to keep on studying. Now, I do this when I am so focused on something, and it's a bad habit. You're focusing and forcing yourself to do something when your body is telling you that you can't cope with the stress. Take a break. It's fine to take a couple minutes for yourself. You deserve it. Just remember that your well-being is more important than your grade. You're not a better person if you score a 90 or you score a 30%. Sure, it might reflect on your grade, but say you tried your best and you did all you could in that class all semester. Don't feel bad. I know it's cliche to say such a thing, but remember, your health is your wealth. Don't overdo it. If you're having success in what you want to do in your career outside of class, making connections with your professors and working towards internships, pat yourself on the back for that. Try not to base your self-worth on your accomplishments is what I'm trying to say. Be humble and just take in the blessings. If you're procrastinating, just tell yourself it is all right. Learn from your mistake and try better next time. Grades are not that important depending on your major. I mean, if you are in the medical field, then yeah, sure, med school will look at that so you're in a tougher situation. Address the situation that you are in. Do I have to study that hard on this final if I've been doing good all semester? Learn how to manage your time on whatever tests you are planning to take. Also, if you've been doing good in the semester and know you'll end up with a good grade, it's okay to take it back a notch when you're studying. Now, know how much that final is worth and if you really have to study a lot or only a little. Enough of me preaching. Let's dive right into the tips. I have 11 tips here that I have taken off of Fresh You, which is an online publication by college freshmen talking about all kinds of topics on college life. So make sure you check them on out online at freshu.io. That's fresh, the letter u.io, not .com. These tips were written by Megan Field, a student at Penn State University. So here are 11 tips to de-stress during finals week by Megan Field. The first tip is to get enough sleep. While it may seem beneficial to pull all-nighters because it might seem like you are studying more, it's not actually beneficial to study right before you go to bed or when you are really tired. Field writes, according to Dave Farrow, also known as the memory guy, he holds 2 Guinness World Records for greatest memory and has been recognized for memory programs he has created, says that if you study when you are tired, your retention rate will be down. Therefore, studying at such late hours will not be beneficial in the least, and you will be more tired the next day while you are trying to study. The second tip is to have some me time. Make time out for yourself. You don't need to study every spare minute you have. If you do, you will get to the point where you're going crazy and just eventually burn out. It is essential to take some time to relax and do your favorite activity, whatever that may be. Watching maybe an episode of your favorite TV show, listening to an album. Studying too much has no correlation to getting better grades. It is all done in moderation and in chunks to get the most effective studying opportunity as possible. Your brain will most certainly not retain that information if you have an information overload or are not fully understanding the material to begin with. The third tip that Field has on her article, number 3, go and get yourself some exercise. Many campuses have multiple gyms on campus, so why not take an hour out of your day to go minimize stress by exercising? Do your favorite type of exercising, whether that's cardio, going out and punching a bag, getting on the treadmill, or lifting some weights. You will be sure to put your mind at ease for a little bit while doing something you enjoy. You release all of that negative energy. You're gonna feel like a better person. After that, you might even go back to studying because you've de-stressed. And after we all exercise, we know we have that great feeling and we are more pumped up and more aware in the things that we are doing. So it might be a great idea to study after you exercise. Tip number 4, eat your favorite foods. Eating food is fantastic, am I right, guys? Taking a break to eat some food is always a good idea, especially if you haven't eaten for a certain amount of time because we get all caught up on studying for those finals. You need to refuel every so often, especially with healthy food. So have a yogurt next to you, have a granola bar, have an energy bar, whatever you like. Finals week can be viewed as an exception to the rule to indulge in some of your favorite treats because eating will most likely make you happy or even motivate you to study. So don't be afraid to go out to your local fast food store, get some fries, and get a burger. I'm giving you all that permission. It's the only time you can really let go of yourself, make yourself feel better during finals week. I'm guilty of doing this trick today. I got myself some nachos at the local taqueria here. It is not the healthiest option, but it motivates me and gets me going. Tip number 5, she says to watch Netflix. I personally don't have Netflix myself. Yeah, I know what you guys are thinking. This guy is probably crazy not having Netflix. I've heard great things about it, so I would definitely recommend watching your favorite shows, maybe even a series if you have time in between studying, but rewarding yourself with an episode of your favorite show once a while after a couple hours of studying is definitely beneficial and gets your mind a little bit relaxed and off the focus of studying. Personally, I would like to watch some comedies or some well-known movies that I love because you need that laughter, you need that comedy, and I'd recommend The Hangover, guys. It's a great movie. I mean, who doesn't like to laugh? So watch your favorite show, watch some Netflix, whatever you like. Get your mind off of things. Tip number 6 is to pet an animal. Now, I know you probably don't have your dog or your cat at your dorm, but many campuses have stress therapy dogs on campus before finals week or during finals week, and they usually set a time for students to come and pet and play with that adorable pup. So make sure you check out your school, check out on their bulletin boards and their emails. It is proven that dogs reduce stress. There are many articles to that. Check it out. Go Google it. Personally, when I went home before finals week, saw my dog over Thanksgiving break, and it really, really made a difference. I feel more relaxed. I love my pup. He's like the cutest. So yeah, if you can go home and see your dog for a bit, if you live close to campus, that'd be great. Do it before finals week. When you come back, it's definitely a stress relief, and you'll feel a lot better, guys. Puppies are the greatest thing in the world. Tip number 7, you can't go wrong with it, is to hang out with your homies, with your buds. Knowing that you are in the same boat as everyone else will definitely have an impact on the amount of stress that you have. If you are in the mindset that you are the only one with a lot of stress, that will consequently cause you to have more stress. So if you're in the class with someone, gather a group of people in your class and study for that final. Today, I'm working with someone in my class on a digital portfolio project we have here for one of our communications classes. We're going to be working on it together, so I'm excited for that. Really putting yourself in the same boat as everyone else will release your mind off of things. So I suggest taking some time to hang out with your friends. Sure, talking about the amount of stress you have with them may seem like it'll cause more stress, but personally, when I hang out with my friends, I realize we're all going through the same thing together, and in a week, this is all going to be over. We'll be with our families at home for a good month, and everything will be fine. Tip number 8, think about what you're going to be doing over break. And I know that may sound counterintuitive to be focused on finals, but if you think about the future, how relaxed you're going to be in a week after you get through everything, it helps some people out. Finals are only 1 week, and you might not even have a final all of those days. Think about that. When you break it down, you only have to get through 24 hours 5 times if you have finals every single day. After that, you're going to be in such a relief going home to see your family, your dog, your boyfriend, your girlfriend if they live far away. Maybe you have a vacation plan. Maybe you're going to see your friends who you haven't seen all summer, those high school buddies. Maybe you're going to eat at your favorite local diner, whatever that case may be. You will have things to look forward to over break, and that is a reason to keep you motivated and going to get yourself through this tough week. You only have a couple of weeks to reward yourself without a worry in the world. Tip number 9, Megan Field says to read encouraging quotes, and this is probably my favorite one because it relates all back to the law of attraction and the basis for my shows. Keep a positive mindset. If you're feeling down or you're feeling like a failure because you cannot remember all of the material from this semester, find some quotes or videos to cheer you up. There's some great TED Talks on staying positive, so make sure to check them out on YouTube. Or maybe you listen to my old podcast. That'll cheer you up. Taking a minute to read some inspiring quotes will most certainly boost your mood and make you really put things into perspective. Such as you are here right now for a reason, and because of that, you are going to kick butt and do well on your finals. The 10th tip is to arrive at your exam early enough and know your exam location. If you're at a large university, more often than not, your finals are going to be in a different location than your exams usually are. But if you're in a small university, that may not be the case, but it still may be, so make sure to double check that. Also, the times may be different from the actual class you had and the time that you're taking the final. It also might be on a different day, or you might just have a completely different building. So double check, triple check. Make sure you know what you're doing that day. By doing that prior to exam day, stress can be alleviated if you know where you are going. So don't get lost last minute on finals day. Plan ahead, guys. And the last tip that she has, stay positive after your exam. I cannot tell you how many times I've witnessed students walk out of exams and say that they flat out just bombed it. That's not the attitude you want to have. Stay positive, even if you think you did that, as it will cause you to be more stressed even after you took the final, which will then cause you to have a bad break And that is not good. You want to have a good break because you deserve it. Overall, it's normal to be stressed. So don't let it get to the point where stress consumes you and you lash out on people. That will do nothing but affect your study habits and possibly make you perform more poorly on the final. I wish you all the best of luck on your finals. So to reiterate those tips one last time, those 11 tips off of Fresh U. That is their website at freshu.io. 11 ways to de-stress during finals week by Megan Field. Get enough sleep. Make sure to have some me time. Go get some exercise. Eat your favorite foods. Watch your favorite TV show or binge watch some stuff on Netflix. Go pet an animal. Hang out with your friends. Think about what you're going to be doing over break. Read some encouraging quotes. Watch some encouraging videos if you're feeling down. Arrive at your exam early enough and know your exam location. And lastly, stay positive after your exam. Those were Megan Field's 11 tips on how to de-stress during finals week. I hope those tips were helpful to all of you. And thank you to all my regular listeners of the Psych Me Out podcast. I had a great time sharing my insight and all this information with you all. Good luck one more time to all of you on your finals, and continue to spread the message of making you the best you. You attract to your life whatever you give attention, energy, and focus to, whether positive or negative. Thanks for tuning in to the Psych Me Out podcast. Make sure to tune in for the next one as I continue to make you the best you. DJ Nuts signing off.